So, Neil, a big thank you for joining us on a Friday night. And the last time we spoke, a lot of things happened about 10 minutes before we spoke last time. And I feel like, you know, you've had time to calm down now and gather your thoughts and that kind of thing. But how's training been this week following those scenes post-match last Saturday?
Well, Ben, we've taken a slightly different approach this week. We trained really well on Tuesday. But we've been carried a few knocks and niggles, and people have had other commitments. And, you know, when we came in on the 28th of June, we've been in each other's pockets, you know, Saturday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And we've taken a brave decision this week to, on Thursday, just give them a rest and recovery night. Literally, you know, to rest your legs, to recharge the batteries. You know, we put so much into Saturday's game. We put so much into every session since we came together. And sometimes, as a manager, you've just got to call it for team morale, player morale, staff morale, just give them a night off, you know, and that's what we did on Thursday night. And hopefully, you know, if we don't get the result we want on Saturday, people won't look back at it and go, oh, it's because you give them the night off. You know, we've got a small squad, we've had a few niggles, you know, Griffiths came off last week, and we've just given an R&R on Thursday night. So hopefully, you know, and, you know, the lads have responded so well, said, you know, the WhatsApp group's been really positive, no one will let each other down, but, you know, there comes a time every now and again that the lads just need a little bit of time, and we decided to call out this week. In terms of last week's game, Ben, it's been, you know, I spoke to you probably 10 minutes after the game finished. I can't really remember what I said to you, to be honest. It was, you know, it was euphoric. Emotions are really high. Great win against, you know, second in the league. And it sets us up really nicely for tomorrow and over the Christmas period.
Yeah, absolutely. And tomorrow it's Matlock Town. Matlock's afternoon on Saturday was a lot more, how could I word this, a bit odder than ours. I mean, their game against Grantham was abandoned due to fog. So what are you expecting from Matlock on Saturday?
I mean, they started the season really well. They've got a fantastic manager, Steve Kittrick, who's, you know, knows non-league better than most. You know, he was in at Scarborough. You know, he found any challenges there. But, you know, when he stepped down from Scarborough, I had no doubt that he'd go get himself a good job. And, you know, Matlock are very fortunate to have him as a manager. So I know Steve, he knows me. He knows everything about my team. I know everything about his. They started the season fantastically well. You know, they're at the top end of the table. You know, the last few weeks, they've dropped slightly. I don't think they've won away from home in the last five. But if you look at them on paper, you know, I've got the statistics through today. They've got a really good squad. And, you know, like everybody, they're going to turn up at Broadhurst Park tomorrow. They're going to walk through and raise the game. So we know they've got players in the squad who can raise the game, and we're really good players. So again, it's another one then that we're going to have to be at our best. But, you know, we're taking so much confidence from recent performances. I think unbeaten in seven, and we all know the record that we're on in a minute. So, you know, we can't wait to get to our home ground tomorrow and, you know, get out in front of our fans and hopefully put on another performance to get 3 points.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to mention about Matlock, though. At the start of the season, they were winning 1-0, and now they're getting beat 1-0 a lot of the times. So they don't give much away, do they? I mean, their goal-scoring record this season and how many goals they conceded shows that.
Similar to Gainsborough, this in the same way that they've got, I think they had the worst goal-scoring record, but the second-best defensive record in the league. And if you look at all of Matlock's games, which I have done today, the heaviest defeat was 3-1. And every other game apart from that, they haven't lost by more than 2 goals or haven't won, you know, in the opposite direction. So it's going to be a really tight game. They've got threats at the top end of the pitch in Marshall. They've got an experienced back four who don't give a lot away. They've got a great keeper. So, you know, but we can only focus on ourselves. You know, I'd say this line every week and I never get bored of it. It's, you know, we won't fear the opposition. We'll respect them. We know what we're doing. We're well drilled. We're on a really good run. We're confident, you know, there's absolutely no arrogance in my side. And we can't wait for 3 o'clock tomorrow. I mean, how can you not? You know, if you cash in my bank nearly 7 days now, it's that atmosphere at the end of the game is something that'll live with me forever. It really will. And all the lads want to do is get more of that, if you will, drug than what we got last week, because, you know, we didn't want to leave the pitch. And, you know, hopefully come quarter five tomorrow, it's going to be the same experience. Hopefully not when we throw a 2-0 lead away and we score in the 95th minute, because I might not be doing an interview, Ben. I might be getting rushed away in ambulance, but you know, the same gist is there.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about personnel heading into tomorrow's game. Luke Griffiths obviously picked up a very nasty knock on Saturday. How's he looking?
Fully fit. Luke will play tomorrow. It was a bad injury. You know, I talked about the R&R session before. He's, even though they've had a night off training, they haven't had a night off seeing the physio, etc. He's 100% fit. We did have a couple of, you know, niggles with groin strains and and hamstring strains, etc. But no, everyone's fully fit, and Jordan Buckley will return to the 16 tomorrow.
You've got a full squad to choose from then, by the sounds of it.
Yeah, I've got a full squad. Ben Kerr will miss out tomorrow. I have been actively trying to improve the squad over the last couple of weeks. Obviously, we've got our limitations on what we can do. You know, there's only a certain amount of shirts available, but I did promise the fans that if we brought people in, it wouldn't just be on ability, it'd be the right person for the dressing room. And we've watched a certain player three or four times now, a lad called Finlay Sinclair Smith, who's been playing his football at Longreach Town in the North West Counties. He's got a great pedigree. He was at Blackpool, lost his way slightly, went to Marine last season. Anyway, he's gone to Longreach and he's found his feet again. And we put 7-day notice in on Finn last week. Delighted to say that his father and Finn are both coming through to the ground tomorrow at 12:45, hopefully to agree personal terms and get him signed for FC United and integrate him into the squad. He's a fast, tricky winger. Will excite people. He's only small, 5'2", 5'3", but I believe that if we can get him enjoying his football again, he can go back to where he was and into league football.
And just before we go, Neil, obviously the crowd is going gradually up and up and up. You mentioned those scenes at the final whistle. I mean, once upon a time, that was just Saturday following FC United. Those days look like they're coming back under your reign as manager at the club. What's your message to the broader faithful for tomorrow?
I think, firstly, Ben, it's thank you for being patient and sticking with us. And, there's been some real loyal fans that have gone through some tough times over, the last 12 months. But it's so nice to see the team winning and people coming back. And, other fans saying that we haven't seen these faces for a while. And last week to have the crowd that we had and the noise that we had was amazing. That's all the lads have talked about for a week. I'm aware that it's the Manchester Derby tomorrow afternoon at 5:30. But you know what? Why can we not all pack Broadhurst Park for 3:00? Get straight off after the game, after we've, having our winning celebrations, get on the free shuttle buses into Manchester and watch the Red Men, go and get a vital 3 points against City. And I think if we do that, then it'll be a good day all round.